W Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Appleton is one of two cities in Wisconsin that made the top 20 small cities in America list. The personal finance website WalletHub released its report yesterday, ranking more than 1,300 U.S. cities with populations between 25 and 100,000. Appleton was ranked in the top 10, coming in at number 9, and Brookfield near Milwaukee was second on the list. The group factors in things like housing costs, school system quality, crime rate, even restaurants per capita. Out of the 1,300 cities ranked, Isla Vista, California, just north of L.A., came in last, with the lowest median income and highest share of the population living in poverty. UW Green Bay is helping put new business owners on the fast track to success. The university announced a new partnership yesterday where entrepreneurs and local startup companies can get free coaching and other resources to help grow their business. The G-Beta UWGB program is a free 7-week no-equity accelerator program. Its aim is to provide startup founders with coaching and programming, as well as access to a large network of mentors, customers, and investors. Startups across Northeast Wisconsin and right here in Brown County are encouraged to apply. The program kicks off October 28th. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers reevaluate. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers having their bye week. After losing to the Browns last week, how are they reacting to Sunday night's game with the Cowboys ending in a tie? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Right now, it feels like kind of like a kick in the gut. It definitely feels more like a loss than anything else. I think what's disappointing is when you have opportunities to win games, which we had an opportunity in both games to win the game. And when you don't win the game, it's disappointing.
College football, following losses to Alabama and Maryland, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Michigan on Saturday. Luke Fickle.
We know we have to get better. There's a process to getting better. We have to see some of those steps to getting better. But there's no way of doing it if you can't stay together and you can't keep your mind in a going in a direction. I can always say positive, but going in a direction that gives us a chance to get better.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickle with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop back into the 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a little breezier, partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. We are inside the 11 o'clock keyword hour, and this keyword is cash. C-A-S-H, cash, as we go for the green and gold with your multi-state text-to-win contest. Text the word cash through that Civic Media app with WGBW.
Stop making music like this. We don't know either.
Stay down.
timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna on this National Hair Day. Who knew that hair facts could be fun facts? But a single strand of hair has a lifespan of about 5 years. But what about when you pluck a hair? How soon does it grow back? Because I feel like I waste so much time plucking and then I go, hey, what? I just plucked there and now it's back. Well, that's because as soon as you pluck a hair, a new hair begins to grow the very second that it's plucked from the follicle. And that's why if you have one gray hair and you pluck it, you're like, wait a minute, the gray hair is back. Yeah, they're fast little buggers.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, always on Point Podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into Mass Appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotion materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping. When they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
you belong to me.
December,
you're the present in my Christmas tree.
Calendar girl, and it is time to do a calendar flip if you haven't already. October 1st, today on Local News and Timeless Hits. We're 97.9 WGBW.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole, and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
With you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night.
touch the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. And echoed the wells of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispered. Of silence.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. New details emerge as the DoorDash driver accused of shooting and killing a tourist in Sheboygan Falls last week appeared in court. A $2 million cash bond was set Monday for 35-year-old Luis Cruz Burgos. Burgos is charged with first-degree reckless homicide for the shooting death of Canadian Giovanni Mike Robinson. Investigators say Robinson was a new father in town for a golf trip and out celebrating with friends last Wednesday. Investigators say Burgos was just finishing a DoorDash delivery when Robinson and his group approached him trying to get a ride back to their hotel. According to the criminal complaint, Robinson's group offered Burgos cash but began to walk away after they say he wanted more money. Burgos says the men called him stupid and flipped him off, and then he drove away. Minutes later, Robinson was shot in the chest, with witnesses suggesting Burgos made a U-turn. Burgos denies having a gun. Family members say Robinson's wife gave birth to their first child just weeks ago, and his entire family was getting ready to celebrate his sister's wedding. Authorities confirmed Monday that Burgos is in the country legally. Meanwhile, 24 people who the FBI says are not here legally were arrested last week in Manitowoc County. Originally, the FBI Milwaukee office said 21 people were arrested and 9 were suspected of sexual assault and trafficking young girls. U.S. Marshals, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, the Drug Enforcement Administration, and the FBI made the arrests last Thursday. Immigration advocacy groups have condemned the arrests. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
It's going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop back into the 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a little breezier, partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
WGBW. Go on, I just got set. Think it's time for a change. You may get disgusted. Start thinking that I'm strange. What is best? Do it! Lord have mercy. I said, oh, Domino.
I'll hear from him. That just meant it didn't call.
And a grooving on 97.9 WGBW, and let's get you that keyword as we go for the green and gold. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes.
You can have a dream, baby.
You can make that dream so real.
One can talk about being in love.
You can say how it really feels.
One can worship on a star.
Two can make that wish come true, yeah.
One can stand alone.
The light shine through.
It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby.
Me and you. Just take two. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Make a dream come true. Just take two.
Just take two.
The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh. People are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, ooh. Crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere, each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner, they seem to smile and say,
We don't care what your name is, boy. We'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, here I always will stay. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay, and here I'll stay.
Local news and timeless hits. That's what we do here on 97.9 and WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. We also give you keywords as we go for the green and gold. It's our multi-state text to win contest. Your keyword for this 11 o'clock hour, if you haven't yet texted the word cash, C-A-S-H, you want to do that right now before noon. Text cash through that free-to-download Civic Media app with WGBW, because part of the daily prize, you could win some cash and a lot of cash, $200 in cash, and also a gold necklace. That's why we call it green and gold. And we want to go for the green and gold with you. Text the word cash right now through that Civic Media app with WGBW.
Hey, it's Amanda. And we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. Bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
97.9 FM. Working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. Yeah. Yeah.
much for spending your days with local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
Your kids right. Play 97.9 WGBW in the car on the way to school.
County, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the
hits on 97.9 and WGBW. The Packers on a bye week this week, but lots of baseball action from yesterday and then all through the weekend. Mike Clemens has your next sports update coming up in just minutes.
Walk out, girl, don't you walk out. We got things to say. Talk out, let's have the talk out and things will be okay. Girl, you know that it's true.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In the Senate, another attempt to end the federal government shutdown failing with votes on the same Republican and Democratic measures, not getting enough votes. Lawmakers digging in over a battle on health care benefits and premiums.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said Republicans sought to reduce fraud, waste, and abuse in Medicaid, but the Democrats rejected their plan.
The Democrats said instead that they wanted to give health care to illegal aliens.
On ABC's Good Morning America, Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said Medicaid coverage for undocumented immigrants is against the law.
That's the law, and Democrats aren't trying to change that.
He described the shutdown as a health care crisis caused by Republicans. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Payroll processor ADP showing the economy lost 32,000 jobs last month instead of adding jobs, what analysts projected. The government's September jobs report due out tomorrow if the shutdown doesn't delay it. And German authorities are investigating a bomb threat today near the Oktoberfest fairgrounds in Munich. This is ABC News. A decades-old cold case solved thanks to new technology.
Just before Christmas 1991, four teenage girls were murdered in a yogurt shop in Austin. Hundreds of people were questioned. Some were even charged. But the true killer was finally identified this year based on DNA testing of flesh found under the fingernails of 13-year-old Amy Ayers.
It's 2.5 million to 1 that it's likely Robert Brashers underneath Amy's fingernails.
Austin Police Detective Daniel Jackson says Brashers is thought to have killed at least three other people, seven all together before he took his own life in 1999. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A frantic search in the Philippines underway for survivors of that 6.9 magnitude earthquake yesterday.
Emergency teams are using heavy machinery and sniffer dogs to find people trapped under the debris. But those rescue efforts made more complicated now by hundreds of aftershocks. And this quake, it comes just a week after the Philippines was hit by back-to-back intense typhoons.
At least 69 are dead. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Appleton is one of two cities in Wisconsin that made the top 20 small cities in America list. The personal finance website WalletHub released its report yesterday, ranking more than 1,300 U.S. cities with populations between 25 and 100,000. Appleton was ranked in the top 10, coming in at number 9, and Brookfield near Milwaukee was second on the list. The group factors in things like housing costs, school system quality, crime rate, even restaurants per capita. Out of the 1,300 cities ranked, Isla Vista, California, just north of L.A., came in last, with the lowest median income and highest share of the population living in poverty. UW Green Bay is helping put new business owners on the fast track to success. The university announced